You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
At this point in time, the words awful and awesome feel far from interchangeable.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzon. Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
And this is another question from our listener, Kaylin. Now, Kaylin teaches a class on languages at Albion College, and one of the assignments that Kaylin's students have this semester is to listen to 30 episodes of That's What They Say. Now, incidentally, Kaylin also had this question about awful and awesome, so perhaps this episode will make the 30.
Kaylin, thank you. I'm delighted to know that students at Albion are listening to the podcast. So what's the question, Rebecca?
Oh, yes, the question. Yes, the question. So Kaylin wanted to know if awful and awesome are related. Because, you know, one is negative, one seems to be positive. How do they both end up with that aw prefix?
I love this question. It's such a nice example of how two words that start in the same place can end up in quite different places. Both of these words at one point in their lives meant awe-inspiring. You can see that in the awful and awesome. So awe-inspiring, in other words, to inspire awe, which means we need to talk about what awe means. The word awe has changed meaning over time, which helps explain how awesome and awful have also changed meaning. Early on, awe meant fear or dread. So to be awe-inspiring was to inspire fear or dread. Later, awe can mean respectful fear or reverence, and that's then changes the meaning of awe-inspiring to be a more reverential one. This affects awesome and awful. Let's start with awful. The earliest meaning of that is to cause dread or be terrible, as well as to be worthy of profound respect. You can see both of those meanings of awe in the earliest uses of awful. By the Renaissance, awful still could mean that something was solemnly impressive, which means that you will see translations of the Bible where you get an awful God, meaning an awe-inspiring God. By the early 1800s, you're getting these slangy uses of awful where it means ugly or frightful or monstrous, much closer to what we have now. And at some point, awful also becomes an intensifier, as in, I'm awfully sad.
And you can use it even positive. It was awfully good.
That's right. And there you see awful or awfully getting bleached of its meaning to the point where it's just an intensifier of an adjective or an adverb coming after it. That's awful. Now awesome. Awesome is more recent in the history of English, but not that recent. The OED has it back to 1598, and in its earliest uses, meaning full of awe or profoundly reverential. But even at that time, 1600s, you could also use awesome for inspiring awe in the sense of inspiring dread. Both those meanings are there. You will also see biblical translations where you get an awesome God, which means an awe-inspiring God. You get the weakened sense by the 20th century where awesome is coming to mean remarkable or staggering. And I think this is what people now often think of with awesome. And by the 1970s, you're getting awesome in the sense that I still use it sometimes as just an exclamative or an affirmative where someone says, let's go to this restaurant. And you say, awesome.
Oh, yeah. We say that all the time.
I'd love to. What we're seeing here is words that are either their meanings are becoming more positive over time or more negative over time. And this happens. I do think it's easier for words to pick up negative meanings more easily than positive ones, because once a negative meaning gets attached to a word, it's hard to shake it. But we've on the show talked about other words that have gotten positive, like murmur, which used to mean to complain in a low voice, and now just means to speak in a low voice. So it is possible for words to get better over time.
Way to overcome a bad reputation. And it was awfully awesome to have you here today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ann Curzon is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.